2018 was a big year for political nonfiction. Exposés from prominent journalists and tell-alls from former administration officials. Many of them had dramatic titles like Fear, Fire and Fury, and Unhinged. I'm joined now by NPR's senior editor correspondent Ron Elving and political reporter Danielle Kurtzleben. Hey, you guys.
Good to be with you.
It was a year in which it felt like there was a lot of political nonfiction, but not just that, that everybody was reading it, starting with Michael Wolff's Fire and Fury all the way back in January. Was this year unusual, or did it just seem that way?
I would say it was unusual, and mostly because there are so many people leaving the White House so quickly, so that just within the first 2 years, a record number of people have left from the president's inner circle, from the cabinet, from the advisors at the highest level in the White House, and several of them have written books.
And I would add here, it might be a quantity versus quality thing also. I mean, if you look back, yes, there were some books already out in 2010, 2 years into the Obama administration, talking about analyzing Obama's rise to the presidency. So it's not unusual for books to be out now analyzing a presidency. But the tone of these books, you had books that with these apocalyptic looking covers, you know, Trump against a red background with titles like Fire and Fury and Fear. And also not only that, but idea books about authoritarianism, books like How Democracies Die, The People Versus Democracy. I mean, the tone was very scary in a lot of these books.
Let's go through some of the highlights. One of the big ones this year was A Higher Loyalty by former FBI Director James Comey. Ron, you reported on that book. You reviewed that book for NPR. What stood out to you?
Some of the comparisons that he makes to the earlier parts of his career when he prosecuted mafia families and the code of silence that they had and the sort of generalized family-based criminal enterprise, that's a shocking comparison to make in the spring of 2018. Now, it may not seem quite as shocking at this stage, but at the time that he was using that kind of language, that really stood out.
There were also a significant number of tell-alls from people close to the president. Some former White House staffers published notable books. Ron, which one was your favorite? Which one was the most notable?
Well, Michael Wolff was not really a staffer, but he was really a fly-on-the-wall reporter who was allowed to hang out in the White House inexplicably for a long period of time and write a book. And that really set the tone for the book because it came out fast. He knew exactly what he was doing. He got it out really quickly. So that when Omarosa Manigault, who had also had a brief period on staff in the White House, came out with a similar book, it didn't have nearly the same sort of impact. But I think really the book that made the biggest difference in reporting on the inside of the White House was not written by a White House insider, but by someone to whom many of those insiders had spoken, and that was Bob Woodward.
Segment 1.
2018 was a big year for political nonfiction. Exposés from prominent journalists and tell-alls from former administration officials. Many of them had dramatic titles like Fear, Fire and Fury, and Unhinged. I'm joined now by NPR's senior editor correspondent Ron Elving and political reporter Danielle Kurtzleben. Hey, you guys.
Good to be with you.
It was a year in which it felt like there was a lot of political nonfiction, but not just that, that everybody was reading it, starting with Michael Wolff's Fire and Fury all the way back in January. Was this year unusual, or did it just seem that way?
I would say it was unusual, and mostly because there are so many people leaving the White House so quickly, so that just within the first 2 years, a record number of people have left from the president's inner circle, from the cabinet, from the advisors at the highest level in the White House, and several of them have written books.
Segment 2.
And I would add here, it might be a quantity versus quality thing also. I mean, if you look back, yes, there were some books already out in 2010, 2 years into the Obama administration, talking about analyzing Obama's rise to the presidency. So it's not unusual for books to be out now analyzing a presidency. But the tone of these books, you had books that with these apocalyptic looking covers, you know, Trump against a red background with titles like Fire and Fury and Fear. And also not only that, but idea books about authoritarianism, books like How Democracies Die, The People Versus Democracy. I mean, the tone was very scary in a lot of these books.
Segment 3.
Let's go through some of the highlights. One of the big ones this year was A Higher Loyalty by former FBI Director James Comey. Ron, you reported on that book. You reviewed that book for NPR. What stood out to you?
Some of the comparisons that he makes to the earlier parts of his career when he prosecuted mafia families and the code of silence that they had and the sort of generalized family-based criminal enterprise, that's a shocking comparison to make in the spring of 2018. Now, it may not seem quite as shocking at this stage, but at the time that he was using that kind of language, that really stood out.
Segment 4.
There were also a significant number of tell-alls from people close to the president. Some former White House staffers published notable books. Ron, which one was your favorite? Which one was the most notable?
Well, Michael Wolff was not really a staffer, but he was really a fly-on-the-wall reporter who was allowed to hang out in the White House inexplicably for a long period of time and write a book. And that really set the tone for the book because it came out fast. He knew exactly what he was doing. He got it out really quickly. So that when Omarosa Manigault, who had also had a brief period on staff in the White House, came out with a similar book, it didn't have nearly the same sort of impact. But I think really the book that made the biggest difference in reporting on the inside of the White House was not written by a White House insider, but by someone to whom many of those insiders had spoken, and that was Bob Woodward.